Let's receive our evening offering. Give you a chance to raise your income. Amen. Turn with me, first of all, to the 8th chapter of Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8. Some very significant words here. So, listen up. And it came to pass afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, preaching and showing. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. This is a ministry team, and in this team, not only just the 12, but these people were partners. And then others that were testifying. And if you read carefully, we're not the ones that came up with this idea where people come up and give their testimonies and other people get healed. That's what these women were doing. Amen. Take the time to study that out a little bit. Maybe we get an opportunity to touch on it some more before the week's up. I believe we will. And much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city. He spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. You know the story. Verse 8. Other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He's a preacher. He gets loud. That's where we get it. Amen. He gets excited and he cries. "Listen to me," he said. Hallelujah. Already preached me happy. Now, verse 10. And he said unto you. Now, this is not just the 12. This included the whole team that was there. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to turn with me now over to the 9th chapter. Say unto me, I am a sower. Unto me it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, "Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor script, nor money, neither bread, money, neither have two coats apiece. Whoa. You mean I'm going to have to wear the same coat for 3.5 years? There are people that actually think that. That they all had too much. Now you gotta bring it down to bare minimum if you're going to work for me. There couldn't be anything on earth any further from the truth. Let me ask you something. Did Jesus tithe? Now you're going to find him robbing God. Amen. Are you going to tell me that with him the tithing rights don't apply? Come on, man. Well, I just never thought of it. I know it. That's the reason I brought it up. I went a long time without thinking about it, too. Now, all these other men are tithers. Sure, you're getting quiet in here. Amen. I know what you're thinking. That's good for you. Now, I'm going to read that to you again. Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. Now go to the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22 and verse 35. He said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? They said nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Who in the world wants to buy an old wore out coat if that's the only one they had? No, no. He said, did you lack anything? They said, no. See, these men were very successful men before they came on Jesus' team. Amen. Particularly those fishermen. Very, very successful. And of course, the rest of them also. But he said, now, I'm taking care of you now. Don't be trying to make it on your own. You come with me. You're working with me now, and I'll take care of everything. Amen. They were very, very well taken care of. Can you see that? Can you see through what the devil has sown in the minds of people that they went for 3.5 years as just a broke, tattered bunch? Well, you know, Jesus said he had no place to lay his head. Well, you mean he just slept outside all the time? Of course not. He had a home in Capernaum. His headquarters was there. Glory to God. Lived down by the seashore. That's good. I said, that's good. Everybody ought to live by the water. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I wanted you to see that when you're connected to the King of Kings, King of Kings, we are the kings and the priests over which he is king. We're not a bunch of beggars. Amen. Not supposed to be. We're not supposed to be poor. It's amazing to me how people got the idea that God wanted everybody poor. Pastors, I'm going to give you a little clue here. The dumbest thing you can possibly do is preach poverty to the people from whom you receive offerings. Boy, that, you know, that may be the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted you to see what you and I are part of. We're a part of the kingdom of God, the most powerful thing in existence. And the church is now beginning to find out who she is and what she is and how to function in the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Amen. Jesus was not a poor man. Well, Brother Copeland, it said he became poor. Yeah, it did. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Poor men don't need treasurers. Judas was treasurer of the ministry. 2 Corinthians. And let's look at the 8th chapter. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, the Amplified says, the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, arousing them to give. There was a purpose in this. The grace of God was motivating and arousing them to give, to sow. How that in a great trial of affliction and the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. This they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now, verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Now, notice this. Here's a group of people that are involved in very, very hard times. Man, it has hit with a vengeance. Famine and deep poverty. But the grace of God has aroused in them the desire to sow something. Why? That's the only way you can break that famine, because the blessing of the Lord is on God's people. The whole earth is groaning, laboring, crying for a manifestation of the sons of God, because the blessing of the Lord is inside every born-again child of God. This is the most powerful force on this earth, the blessing of the Lord. Oh, have you been watching Bill Winston? Woo! The only thing, let me warn you, you don't want to turn Brother Winston on right before you go to sleep.
That's right.
Man, you can't sleep after that. You're going to be up running around the room, glory to God, shouting, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Amen.
Amen.
The blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles, glory to God. That blessing that God pronounced on Adam that he blew away. But it came down the line, all the way to Jesus, and through Jesus to you and me. Hallelujah. Now, the blessing, remember Isaac? He started to go to Egypt, famine in the land. The Lord said, no, I want you to stay here. So Isaac sowed in famine and reaped 100-fold. This is what was happening here. Verse 9, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Now, he was not poor during his earthly ministry. When did he become poor? When he bore the curse of poverty. The curse is threefold. Spiritual death, sickness, and poverty. Amen. The blessing is threefold. Amen. The new birth, healing, and our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. We have a high priest. Here, men that die receive tithes, but there he, Jesus, receives them of whom it is witnessed he liveth. Glory to God. Amen. So should a poor man tithe. Absolutely, if he has to go hunt a rock or something to sow. It's not what he has in his hand, it's what he has in his heart. He was made poor by that curse. He was made sick by that curse. He bore our sins. He bore our sickness. He bore our poverty. Now, look at this with me. This is one of the mysteries of the kingdom, and it's been given to us to know it. Look at this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Rich. Well, Brother Copeland, that just means spiritually rich. You get spiritually rich, you get financially rich. Amen. Amen. Don't try to spiritualize everything. Well, that mountain that Jesus talked about in Mark chapter 11, that's just a spiritual mountain. Well, when he said it over in the book of Matthew, he said, you'll not only do that which was done to the fig tree, but speak to that mountain and it'll leave. Glory to God. Amen. I'm kind of bumping over into tonight's message, so I guess I better do something about this here. I wanted you to see that we're part of something magnificent. We are part, and we are in a time of something that has never, ever happened on planet Earth before. Oh, dear Lord. And it's just now getting started good. Things are happening all over this earth. Glory to God. God is moving. The reason Islam is so upset is because so many Muslims are getting born again. That's what the whole thing's all about. Osama bin Laden's first tape, he said, everybody got to do something. We're losing it. He's right. They're losing it. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that sowing into this kingdom is an experience of the blessing of the Lord. It is an experience in the blessing of Abraham. It is sowing into your life, Lord Jesus, this living thing called the body of Christ and your word and its outreach all over the world. And we thank you for it. Amen.